I'm actually genuinely surprised and a little humbled that anybody's here this morning. There's so many things on the schedule today that I want to go to. I would actually rather be at four or five other things than this, so I really am grateful for that. I hope to use your time well. So when I was about 26 or 27, I think, about 9 years ago, I was in a practice with a group of about five or six. It was for a retreat for a master's program that I was a part of. And I don't quite remember what we were doing. We were going around in a circle sharing personal things. But I looked over at this woman that was sitting next to me, and all of a sudden, there was this, holy shit. This is a human being. This is an awake and alive center of intelligence right here. And I don't think I had ever actually met one before. I had heard of them, but I'd never actually encountered one in the wild, so to speak. 5 minutes before that moment, I could have never imagined that as a possibility. I literally could not have imagined it. 5 minutes after that moment, and I couldn't pack that back in. Yeah. So I'm looking at this woman who's sitting next to me, and I don't know if she's sharing or I'm sharing or someone else is, but it was just like, holy fuck, that's life. That's life right there. That's what I am here outside of me, awake, alive. That's a human being. And I'd never experienced that before. So I couldn't unsee that. There are a handful of moments in my life that are something like that, where my sense of what is real was shifted or tweaked, expanded, inverted, or opened in a way that completely changed my notion of what is real. What is it that we're doing here? I don't know if that's going to solve my tripping, but my hope for this talk, my hope for this talk is that you might have your notion of what is real tweaked just enough to give a glimpse of something that is possible today that we call integral. What I want to say is really, really simple. And it's about what mental consciousness does. Mental consciousness is Jean Gabser's term for the structure of consciousness that comes prior to integral. And we're all mental. We all were born in a mental world with some very basic assumptions about what is real, axioms, really, that conditions who it is that we are, what it is that we think is the case, and how we are with each other. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's important to see that activity as it happens, because a lot of what integral consciousness is about is making that activity transparent. So that activity, my word for it is reality location. You can think of it as being dualizing, although that's a little bit, might be a little bit troublesome, but essentially it's this. So I need both of my hands. So, matter and mind are different from each other in some fundamental or ontological way. Now, they may be different from each other, like matter is primary and mind is epiphenomenal, or mind is primary or spirit is primary and matter is just an appearance or an illusion. Or there may be some really complicated and convoluted relationship between these two things. But all of those are a mental orientation to what is real. That doesn't mean that they're reducible to each other. They're still differentiable. They're helpful concepts. But they're concepts. They're created through our participation with them. They're not something out there. So that's one example of that. Mental consciousness doesn't see that as an activity. It can't. It would be dysregulative to say, like, difference and sameness are not different from each other, is to be insane in a mental context, right? To start to call into question the difference between reality and non-reality is insanity. That's a conceptual activity. And recognizing that conceptual activity as it's happening is a fundamental aspect of what integral consciousness is. There are other ways of saying that. So that's just one example. So we can say, I and you. Or we can say, what is me and what is not me. We can say, activity and passivity. Or being and doing. Or being and becoming. Or predestination and free will. These are things that we're doing. Not a reality that we're navigating. They remain useful as concepts. They shape the way that we are able to participate with each other. They're not unimportant. That would be making the same mistake in the other direction. It would still be locating reality. For example, life and death. My daughter is alive. I spoke with her this morning. My grandfather is dead. That means something to us. But it doesn't mean anything out of our, or besides from our participation with it. That's all I want to say. There's a simplicity underneath that. That is impossible to grasp. And there are as many ways of doing that activity, of drawing up those boundaries, as there are people in the world. I do want to mention a couple of what I would call implications of that. What does it mean? Why is that important? The first one of those is that integral is not best, certainly not only, modeled as being a kind of climb up a series of ladders to a higher or more inclusive or more complex view. I would offer a slightly different metaphor, which actually, I think you mentioned in your talk, and I know Tom Murray did also. Instead of being identified as a molecule of water in a fountain that's constantly streaming, we release our identification with that one molecule of water that we think or take ourselves to be, and relax to embrace this entire furious process constantly coming into being and coming out of being, coming into being, coming out of being. That's one. Another one is, I'm not a person, I am also, helpful way of talking, totally useful, very practical, but I'm not a person standing in the middle of a group of other people delivering information. I'm dancing. The words that I'm using are not referring to some other thing that's outside of what it is that we are doing. I'm much more like an athlete. That informational paradigm is a specialized way of dancing. It's not different from it. It's a very highly specialized dance. The other thing is, we're doing this. I'm not the one doing this thing, active in the front and talking while you are all passive and listening. Now, of course, I'm moving my mouth, sounds are coming out, you're sitting and listening on your chair. But there is no such thing as not participating fully. We are all in, all the way, all the time. We are doing this together. And the more of us pop to that and see that, the more powerful what it is that we're able to do together becomes. That elides into one of my babies, which is intersubjective awareness, which is not so much I plus you equals we, but where what I is, what you are, what we are, what that is, what this is, what it is, are all possible ways of shaping our engagement and participation with each other. But underneath that, there's just this, again, open, furious, I can't find the metaphor, like open, furious field, but it's not a field. This happening, constantly, 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 constantly happening. And the last one quickly is, none of what I'm saying is true. I'm not talking about things that are metaphysical. Actually looking for a metaphysical truth or imagining that there must be a metaphysical truth is an activity of mental consciousness. What I'm talking about are what I call views. They're ways of orienting to all experience, not an experience to be had. They're not things that we do in time, now and next, now in the future. It's another reality location. This moment of time and the next one happens in reality location. View, I take that word from Dzogchen, is a practice, and it is the fruit of practice also. Meaning how it is that you orient, what it is that you do, and what the result of that are in the same way not differentiable from each other. We can talk about them as separately for practical reasons, but they're the same thing. What this is, what we are, what you are, what I am, this most obvious thing about being, this awareness, this sense of presence or awakeness, this love, that's what all of this is. That's the entire universe. Here, in its entirety. that's creative, generative, constantly new, constantly born, constantly dying, constantly born, constantly dying.